You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. Going to talk some more local softball. Earlier on in the show, we talked to Coach Brittany Richens of the USU Eastern squad. We're now going to move over to talk Emory High School softball. The Lady Spartans 0-1 in region play, but they did grab a win last night in a non-league affair against Altamont 19-5. All in all, this very young team is sitting 8-4, so they've gotten off to a great start. Joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about it, we have head coach Sean Bell. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on. Thank you.
Hey, it's great to be back on, Jordan.
Coach, it's been busy for you guys. You've played a lot of softball in a very short period of time. We talked to you right before the season kicked off. Since then, you guys have played 12 games. I mean, we're sitting right now at 8-4. The early going of the season, how would you assess the way the team has played? Kind of where you thought they would be, or have they gotten a little bit better as time has gone on?
You know, I didn't really know how they was going to be for sure, but we've first couple of games was kind of a little scary, but we've really pulled it together and played some really good ball.
You guys traveled down south over the weekend, played a lot of softball in a two-day span. You guys actually advanced to a championship contest in the March Warm-Up Classic. Unfortunately, unable to get a win there, but still, that weekend, you guys knocked off Park City, North Summit, Kanab, lost to Pineview in a closely contested game. So you guys played, I mean, from just looking at the box scores, looks like you guys played your best softball of the season this past weekend.
We did. We went down there, and the girls decided to hit the ball finally, and I think we scored 85 runs in five games, and we advanced to the championship game for our sixth game.
Now, throughout the weekend, you guys relied on Bailey Huggard, I know, on the mound. She pitched really well for you. To start the season, Bailey was a little bit banged up, but looks like she's back, and she's performing as good as she has.
Yeah, Bailey got a concussion, so she missed the first week and a half of practice. She come back. She pitched in 4.5 games down to St. George and did a fantastic job.
I mean, as far as the pitch count goes for softball players, I know it's not even nearly what it is for baseball with the throwing motion. I mean, they can pitch pretty much every game, every inning of every game. But is that something that you still monitor when you play that much softball in a 2-day span?
Yeah, we do. They don't get sore like baseball. They just get tired, fatigued.
How can you tell? Like, what's the first thing that you can tell as a coach?
You know, you just really see it in their eyes. And Bailey, she starts to grunt when she gets tired, and she's a competitor, and she just likes to stay and play.
When she's not pitching, she's definitely taking care of business at the plate for you guys as well. Now, following this tournament, Coach, you guys went toe-to-toe with the Grand Red Devils. This was the league opening contest for you guys on Monday. Unfortunately, it didn't quite work out. Again, an 11-4 loss, but this was a close game, a lot closer than the final score would indicate.
It was. You know, they scored a couple runs in the first couple of innings, and we made some crucial errors for them to score. In the fifth inning, we tied it back up. It was 4-4. I felt really good about what was going on, and then we just kind of fell apart again. And we ended up with 10 errors, and you can't have 10 errors and win a ball game.
No, that's an extremely high number. In fact, it's kind of remarkable to be in a game with 10 errors. I mean, seven runs is doable in the game of softball, and you guys still had 10 errors. That in itself is kind of amazing.
Yeah, I believe we ended up with 9 hits. Our bats still were there for us. Our defense is, we're just young, and we gotta fill some holes.
As far as the region goes, I mean, I've talked to a lot of coaches from around the state, and they've all said that Grand is going to be really good this year. So when you look at that Grand team, is that the top of the competition that you'll see come league action?
You know, I think Grand and Gunnison both. They both got, Grand has their senior pitcher, and she's pitched since she was a freshman, and Gunnison's kind of the same way. They just got really good pitching.
Well, you guys managed to bounce back last night, topping Altamont 19-5. Talk about hitting the ball. You guys had 20 hits, scored 19 runs in this 14-run win, scored 13 runs in the first inning.
Yeah, it's kind of been unbelievable. Our bats have just turned on, and we're hitting hard shots.
We talk about a couple of the girls that have hit the ball extremely well for you. We talked about Ambry Bennett the last time I had you on, and you said you would expect her to be a key contributor for you guys throughout the season. She's played really well at the plate so far this year.
Yeah, Ambry is a sophomore. She's a slapper for us, and she's been phenomenal at the plate.
What about Morgan Donaldson? She's a junior, but she's also come through for you guys in several spots as well. I mean, looking at the box scores, she's been very good, very consistent, especially down south when you guys were at that two-day tournament. She was very good there as well.
Oh, yeah. She was one of our key hitters down south, and she's been phenomenal this whole year.
Obviously, it's contagious. I mean, we were talking to Coach Brittany Richens about this earlier. It's contagious. When you get somebody at the plate, they can knock a couple of shots through a couple of gaps. I mean, it's contagious, and it looks like that was probably the case for you guys last night. You started hitting early, and it just kind of ran right through the lineup.
You know, before we went down, our bats were kind of in a slump, so we had a three-hour practice of nothing but hitting before we went down, and it really improved our hitting.
You know, when you have such a young team, Coach, it's probably easy for them to lack on fundamentals at certain times throughout the games. When you try to fix hitting, what's the biggest problem with a sophomore or a freshman as far as getting comfortable? What are some of the things that you see they tend to slack on fundamental-wise?
You know, when the team starts hitting, they tend to start swinging at bad pitches because everybody just wants to hit the ball. And they don't lay off some bad pitches. And we've actually been pretty good at that. So, you know, they'll see a couple of bad pitches and have a bad swing, and they'll realize, and they'll come back, and they fight really hard.
So it's obviously it's a patience thing, which I'm sure is very difficult at that age.
It is. You know, I think we have four juniors starting, and the rest are sophomore and freshmen. And the juniors have been remarkably well, and they're bringing the sophomore and freshman class along with them.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Sean Bell of the Emory Lady Sport and Softball Squad. Coach, we'll move into the future, take a look at the schedule for you guys. Next week, take on Grand again. This contest will be at home. That'll be a Thursday contest. Schedule kind of slows down for you guys a little bit this next week.
Yeah, it's actually going to be kind of nice. Eight games in 1 week, it's pretty been rigorous for us.
Yeah, that's a lot of ball, definitely. So when you only have one game in a week, what are some of the things that you focus on?
You know, right now we're really going to focus on our defense. We've got to fill a couple holes and really, really work on defense for us to eliminate some errors.
Before we go, Coach, I got to talk about a fundraiser. You guys actually have one. It's going down on Monday. This is going to be big for the team. Go ahead and give us the details on this fundraiser.
The girls are going to be waitressing down to Fatty's, and they're going to donate all the tips to the girls, and hopefully everybody can come out and support the team.
There you have it. So a fundraiser for the girls softball squad. Definitely help them out throughout the year. It's definitely going to be a fun night, that's for sure. The girls are going to be waitressing. That's going to be fun for you as a coach, right? Are you going to go in and pick on them a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Coach, I always appreciate you taking out the time to join us. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Sean Bell of the Emory Sport and Softball Squad. Right now, they are sitting 8-4. And again, don't forget about that fundraiser on Monday night. We're just about out of time on today's edition of the show. It was packed. That's the way I like it. Thank you to Coach Bell, Coach Richens, and also Greg Peterson. Enjoy the Sweet 16. Best of luck to your squad as we continue to move through the NCAA tournament. I will be back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 p.m., right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m. Be safe. I am out.